Before catching his flight home, Governor Ventura took up his weekly position behind his microphone. He broadcasted the Lunch with the Governor radio program from a studio in Los Angeles, using his electronic pulpit to defend his high-profile, on-the-go approach to governing.
I could go visit people dying of cancer in the hospital, and the Taxpayers Union of Minnesota would find something wrong with what I was doing, and they'd say I was promoting my own self-interest or something. They really take an interest in me, they do.
Ventura says his travels, like his trips to Japan, New York, Chicago, and most recently California, help bring notoriety to Minnesota, and he says the increased attention boosts tourism.
These people are very ignorant, and I guess they don't understand what tourism means to the world today.
Ventura focused exclusively on tourism earlier in the week, announcing a marketing agreement with an LA-based tour arranger, which brings 1 million foreign travelers to the U.S. annually. He also was a major draw at an evening reception for LA-based Japanese tour industry employees. Before that, Ventura talked public policy at California State University in Monterey. But what garnered the most attention, hands down, was his taping of an episode of CBS's hit daytime drama, The Young and the Restless. It's the governor's favorite soap opera, and more than a dozen camera crews, print, and radio reporters were on hand at CBS to document the event. The show he recorded will air July 10th. The governor's been joking, presumably, about declaring that day a state holiday. In California, there was also golf with Clint Eastwood at Pebble Beach, a dinner with movie director Oliver Stone, and the taping of a Dateline NBC segment, followed by an evening with Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Please welcome Governor Jesse Ventura.
And an appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Now, the media seems upset with you, lady. What's going on there? What's happening?
The thing that bothers me is they think every time I come out here to Los Angeles, I'm out to self-promote myself.
Come on.
I don't
You?
Get it. So you know what, Jay? I'm going to take this opportunity now, and you're going to help me.
All right, what do you mean?
We've got a place called Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, and it's really tragic. You know, the economy's been terrific. Most people are living very well right now.
Yeah.
But they mine taconite up there, and they're shutting the mine down, and 1,400 very qualified workers are going to lose their jobs. You want to move to Hoyt Lakes, Minnesota, and have 1,400 great workers, give me a call at the Capitol in St.
Paul. Well, and who doesn't need taconite?
Ventura also promoted his upcoming book.
We usually understand governor to be a full-time job. However, Jesse uses it as one of two jobs.
The second job, Carleton College Political Science Department Chair Stephen Scheer says, amounts to the governor using his political position, which has fueled his celebrity, to set up a post-politics career.
I think Jesse really understands that as governor, he has a unique opportunity to set himself up for life. What I mean by that is serve a term, make significant amounts of money beyond the official salary during that term, and create a celebrity profile that will carry him into several strong income-producing years after he is governor.
Scheer says the governor's out-of-state trips do benefit Minnesota. The larger question, he says, is at what cost? For example, should the governor be focusing so much on tourism with the looming potential of Northwest Airlines being snatched up by another carrier and Minneapolis-St. Paul losing a hub and a massive corporate headquarters? Ventura says the Northwest situation is preliminary and doesn't yet warrant his direct intervention.
Just because a couple people discuss something doesn't mean it's, you know, in the works or happening, and we're on top of it.
Ventura says he'll be concentrating on state business now that the LA trip is over. First and foremost, he says he'll work with other Midwest governors to see what can be done about rising gas prices. He also says he'll be working on his proposal for a state budget and campaigning hard for a unicameral legislature that meets every other year to replace the state House and Senate, which meet annually. Ventura says he very much enjoyed his return to acting this week, and he says don't be surprised if he takes on a movie role during his term.
If I were to make one, you know, it couldn't be for an extensive period. It would be, you know, a cameo and maybe at most work 5 days, and that might even be stretching it a little bit.
Ventura has no major trips planned in the immediate future. However, the national spotlight is likely coming to him again as soon as next week in the form of a visit from Vice President Al Gore and his wife Tipper. In Los Angeles, this is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.